Glory to God. This series continues called The Glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Father God, we are so grateful to be your children. Jesus, teach us in this short time. Holy Spirit, be with us, be with that one who's listening. Your God Almighty, reveal yourself to them as only you can. I can say these things, but only you can get results. Amen. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the recent messages I've presented how God has just gloriously justified Himself to everyone, to believers and to the whole world in so many ways. And I've just touched on a few of them. There's really probably an infinite number of ways. A recent message had some really powerful, the two chapters from Revelation. But if we can focus on the glory of Jesus Christ, on Him, and the Holy Spirit will reveal Him to us, that's the key. That's the key, the Holy Spirit. You know, knowing Him, and when we know Him, everything changes. Everything works and clicks. And we find that's the answer, you know, because he's God, and He's everywhere we go. He's all around. He's everywhere on the earth, His presence and His power. Amen. Okay, so what are we then to do? There's a reality and a mystery surrounding a relationship with Him. Really, it's simple. It's simple. You know, when we realize He's God, He wants to have a relationship with us, and we simply need to do what He says to do. Those of us who have a Bible, we're fortunate. We can read right there. Jesus says, repent. He says, love the Lord your God with all that you have. Love your neighbor as yourself. Seek first the kingdom of God. You know, but even if somebody doesn't have a Bible, they can, if they're just have that determination, you know, to seek, if they say, I'm going to seek that higher power until I find Him, they'll find Him. Amen. Amen. And so we can walk with Him, and He will speak to us. Just the message I just presented, God's always speaking. You know, He'll speak to us, and we can speak back to Him. We can reply with our we worship Him. Amen. He glorifies Jesus. Jesus said He will glorify me. He lifts up Jesus Christ, and we begin to see Jesus Christ, that, oh hallelujah, that the glorious Savior, the Lord, the Savior, the in so much, infinitely more. He's God Almighty. He's the Good Shepherd. He's in the book of John, seven revelations of Him, the I Am. I am the Good Shepherd, He said. I am the door. I am the resurrection and the life. Amen, amen. There's seven of them. And we begin to see this harmony and perfection in the Bible. But again, just knowing Him, and that's eternal life. I present these messages like this because I want to build hunger in anyone who will listen, and in myself. But I want to build hunger that when we meet the Holy Spirit, we will have the hunger. Everything makes sense. everything makes sense. Before we find him, we're really, nothing really works. You know, Jesus said it's the spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. It's just glory, glorious, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit is God. He's the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And on a scale of 0 to 1,000, in terms of if we rated him, he's infinity. He's a trillion, 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 beyond infinity, infinite. If we rated him on a scale of, the joy and the peace and the fulfillment, he created man for himself. Our efforts to walk with God without really walking with the Holy Spirit is a zero. And every other life on the earth is a zero. But it's the enemy has deceived people into thinking that, riches or just happiness or, entertainment or having fun or whatever is fulfilling, or pleasures. Jesus said it, riches, pleasures, cares of this world, those three. But so Jesus the Christ, I want to continue to focus in on that, because we have so many negative views of what it is to know God. We need to be delivered from all that and come in fresh and meet the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, and it's so easy, just go directly to him. Amen. We just go directly to him. He's a jealous God. He's a consuming fire. What does that mean, that he's a jealous God? He's zealous for every person individually. He wants to have that that's the way it has to be. What a privilege that we can go directly to him. But then we also, yes, we need to be in fellowship with other believers, attend a church that he leads us to attend, and be in good standing with all people. Living on the earth is hard, but the hardest thing is dealing with people. People that have hurt us, people that take advantage of us, people who are not believers, and also believers that's why it's so important. Yes, it is so important. That's the second commandment. Love others as you love yourself. And Jesus emphasized forgiving. So important. When the Holy Spirit empowers us, we can do those things. We can. Amen. Amen. And so, again, what are we to do? Worship the Lord. And yes, the Bible, he will open up, he will reveal the Bible, and every verse, every word becomes just gloriously alive and can have great impact on us. And, we in him we live and move and have our being. And we begin to see the riches of the glory of the mystery. The mystery. And yet there's also the reality that it's simple. And it's, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many people have, they see what they think it's dead religion, and so they don't even try to get to know God, okay? Or maybe they try and then they don't feel anything, and so they just quit. They give up. God tests us. He tries us. He searches the hearts and minds. He wants to see what's in us. And in that seeking him, there's death to our old nature. That's what has to happen for us to meet him on a daily basis, and also just generally. Generally. So many things that the Holy Spirit, Jesus, they're the one and the same, will reveal to us. In the book of John, those seven I ams, I am the bread of life. I am the door. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the light of the world. Amen. I am the true vine. That's the seventh one. There's also a corresponding thing he does, Jesus does in the natural, that confirms that spiritual truth. You know, before he said, I'm the bread of life, he fed the 20,000, it was either 20,000 or 40,000 people with the loaves. You know, famous story. Incredible. You know, he feeds all these people with just a little bit of bread, and then he says, I'm the bread of life, and that's one of the most extensive passages there, that where he reveals how the Father sent him. You know, and he's the bread of life. He said, I'm the living bread which comes down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. Amen. Amen. So, I'm not focusing too much on the teachings, because sometimes we get focused on the teachings in the Bible, and we not on the Lord, the glory, Him, Jesus Christ, the glorious Lord, who we have with us all the time. All the time. He said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. He's 24 hours a day. He's with us all the time. And so we can know that, and we can rest in Him, and we can seek Him, and we can minister to Him. He'll minister to us, of course. He's God Almighty. Glory to God. What a privilege to spend 1 second with Him. Would be incredible. But He offers to every person to be with Him forever. And so He'll minister to us. We minister to Him. It's this relationship that's this glorious. This is beyond human comprehension. And so every day can be an adventure. Amen.